If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we are wet with excitement.
Yes!
Because we have Lisa Ann here with us.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
This is definitely the most beautiful table of women I've ever sat with for an interview.
That means a lot because you know some amazingly beautiful women.
I do. Yeah. But look at this table. It's powerful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And your spirits are so good. She actually came here by herself early to get ready for the interview, which I can appreciate because you've been in entertainment forever. And sometimes people get like really just, you know,
diva-ish.
Yeah, and it affects me as a producer because talent will show up so late that then I have to pay overtime on the location. So it costs me money, you know, and when they get there, you can't really be upset because you don't want to make that moment even worse. So you just kind of have to take it. So I always make sure I'm early. I'll sit down the street and have a coffee or a snack and just kind of tweet a little bit and get my feelings. It's just better than rushing.
Y'all know I'm the same way, right?
Yeah, Angela will go to the airport three hours
I just told her that.
She just brought that up. Oh my God, it's so annoying. And then if you're flying with her, don't fly with her. Because she'll be like, where are you? So you didn't leave yet? And she's the worst with
I'm the same. And by the way, I have friends that I meet them at the airport because they stress me out wanting to be late. And I just want to get through security and not be sweating it.
I want to go sit in the Sky Club.
Yep, me too.
See, that's what I was about to say. You go early because you can sit in the Sky Club.
You can too when I'm there.
When you're there, right. But when you're not there, I'm not going to the airport to sit in the terminal. Well, LaGuardia and JFK, they have the cool terminal with the little iPads now.
But also, there's nothing worse than being late. And I think part of that, like you said, as a producer, you understand the value of time is money, time is money, right? Yep. And for me, because I do, you know, morning radio, I know also when people are late, how it affects the whole day. So that's why I'm always like cognizant of that. And you never know what could go wrong.
So. But when people are late, to diffuse it, I usually just say, better late than pregnant.
Right.
And then we move on.
Moving on.
You know?
Now, let's talk about your business savvy. Because, first of all, and let's be very clear, Lisa Ann is the one person that I will say that I said that Lisa Ann's coming on.
And everybody,
everybody said something.
And I think all of us told like our respective people, and everyone was like, oh my God,
I'm so excited.
Can I come? Can I just hang out? Can I watch? Right.
The guys show us like their favorite video of yours. I'm like, really?
You just have this
download it on your phone. Right.
Let me show you my favorite one. Right.
You know, okay. If you look into the psychology of it, these men are smart. And they've watched me for years be very consistent. I'm kind of a rite of passage to young men all over the world. I did a tour of Italy last year, and I was even more loved there by the men than here. So what they see is something that has no guilt attached to it. Mm-hmm. So they can enjoy watching me. I am a, you know, willing participant, and they know it, and they know I love it. And so I think there's that, because sometimes you watch a girl, you really like her, and then it gets dark, you realize, like, she's not looking right, you know? Yeah. And the guys will pull away from that, because then there's some guilt associated with their porn. So with me, it's just like, yo, this chick's okay. She's cool with me watching. Mm-hmm. She likes doing it. Mm-hmm. This is a win for everybody. I'm going to support this. Yeah. Yes. No, it's great.
You are, like, the number one most searched porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, in America.
Wow, that's world. Insane.
How did that feel for you?
It's interesting, because when I got in the business, there was no internet, and I never really had a goal other than to prep for myself, like, three basic things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make my own money, travel and see the world, and make my own schedule. That's really all I wanted from life. I didn't care if I got married, if I had kids. That's it. Just that financial freedom is such a big deal. And so the business provided me that. And then the side bonus is meeting people. I mean, it doesn't always go well. There's some guys that are uber creepy when they meet me.
Like,
you know, I'm safe in this room right now, as excited as everybody may be. But, like, there's some creepy shit that goes down.
No, these guys are creepy.
I don't know. Yeah,
don't turn around. We're just buffering.
So you're saying if they saw me on the street, it would be different?
They might say, hey, I saw your lips on the song.
Shaking their head. Yes, dear.
You make some noise.
Especially the one
that didn't call you out yet.
So red.
Every day, at least 10 men walk up to me out of nowhere and just look at me and say, oh my God, Lisa, I love you.
That has to be amazing. Like, that has to be an amazing feeling to receive so much love and respect.
And it's also sweet because they're willing to express an emotion that maybe they're not even telling their girlfriend yet. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still in denial. come out. My friends watch it and they're like, it's just so neat. You bring out such a soft side in people.
And then you made the transition, like you said, to producing. And so what made you realize, okay, I'm not only going to star in these movies, but I have to produce them. What was that transition like?
It was very important at a time when I really thought the scenes that I was being asked to do were going to a level that I wasn't comfortable. I'm fine being the MILF, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's cute. I get to be with the hot pool guy, like, I'm down. This is good, you know? But when they wanted me to be a stepmom, and then when it really turned into this, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to work for other people. I'm just going to produce my own content. I'm going to stylize it the way I want. I'm going to put it out the way I want. And though other people will still offer me more money to work for them. Mm-hmm. And I now work for Brazzers like 2 days a month, but they let me have complete creative control of the script, what I'm comfortable with. And that I've also started the conversation, like, you know, you guys are pushing girls to do things that you don't know if it's something bad happened in their real life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't do a survey when we get in the business. We're not asking people what they've been up against. So I just felt it was time. And now that I'm doing this, other girls are coming forward and saying, you know what, I'm also not comfortable playing that role. Mm-hmm. And so it's making a nice little list for production companies to be real with.
Nice. Well, what kind of roles? Now, you did mention the stepmother role. What kind of things make you uncomfortable?
There's a lot of incestual stuff. Mm. There's a lot of derogatory stuff.
Right.
There's really a lot of aggressive stuff. I'm not into being choked, and I'm not judging anybody that is, but it's just not my thing. Right. I'm not into being spit on, smacked, and so this is so common now that I became a little bit anxious about going on set and afraid, like, what am I up against? I have to talk to the director. I have to talk to the guy. Are they working behind my back? Like, what's going on here? And that didn't feel good. So those are the type of scenes I wanted to pull away from.
Mm-hmm. Has somebody ever done something, like, unexpected that wasn't in the script that you were like, now hold up?
My very first scene I ever did, during the scene, the guy smacked me across my face.
No.
Oh, no.
And you just smacked him back.
I just stopped and looked right at the camera. We were shooting on film back then, so you were never supposed to make them cut when they weren't ready to cut. So it was like this big hole. And I looked at him and I'm like, yo, what did I do? You know? And he's like, oh, that's just what I do. I'm like, okay, let's talk about this now.
That's not in the script.
And I was young, you know? Yeah. It was my first scene. And so I knew young from interviewing girls that worked at my club in Pennsylvania that were porn stars. They would come in and dance every week, and I would ask them all these questions about what I need to know. I knew I could have a no list. Mm-hmm. So as soon as that scene was over, I said to him, yo, I'm cool with you. I'm sure we're going to see each other a lot, but we're never working together again. You're first guy I ever worked with, first guy on my no list.
We
remained friends, and he hired me for his production company years later. It was always really cool, but he was like, hey, I respect the fact that you know what you do and you don't want, and you're not going to take a risk. risk again.
You should have slapped the shit out of him.
I would have checked him back. Good thing you wasn't drinking a tequila.
You should have bit his dick. Because
he would have got it.
I was so kind of timid then. You know what I mean? So yeah. I wouldn't even thought. I just had to stop and be like, huh. What was that about?
Yeah. You should have tangled up his balls.
Tied him in a knot. Made it a bow.
I love getting slapped and choked. She does. Yeah, spit on.
I have friends that do.
We're going to hook you
I
up.
I get it. I love that shit. I get it. I get it. I know there's tons of people that do. You know what I mean?
Like, I'll be having bruises and face marks on my face.
Well, you might need a therapist.
No, man.
It can be a phase, too. You can go through sexual phases. Because when I had a really shitty job, I went through a sexual phase where I liked to be choked and smacked. Mm. And then I decided to seek a therapist because I was like, okay, I'm tripping on something. No. And she said, you are just trying to push a level to feel something outside of how much emotion you're feeling that's penting you up from work.
I feel like when I was young, I used to like it a lot more. I used to like getting my hair pulled and like really getting beat up during sex. I really liked it. And then I got to like this middle area in my late 20s that I was like, and no, I can't. I'm too old for this. I'm tired. I can't. Let's just have regular sex. Like, I don't want this anymore. And now I'm like,
choke me.
Choke me, slap me. Give me your hand. Come on.
But does anyone tell you no?
Yeah, I've had to train guys to do it because they be scared. Mm. Like my ex, the one I was with before, the guy I'm with now, him, I had to train him a little bit. And he got with the program, though. He would give me, like, little taps while I was sucking his dick. He'll give me, like, little taps.
And his poor new girlfriend is probably like, what the fuck?
I know.
She called the police. Yeah.
She's like, help.
Okay, so now we're going to do a this or that with you.
Okay.
And you ladies can answer, too, and see what you like better. Okay. As far as work, solo masturbation or lesbian porn?
For me to do. I love solo masturbation because it's so much fun. I love masturbating on the internet. I love doing webcam, and I like text my friends. I'm like, yo, I'm masturbating on the internet tonight. I'm so happy. I don't know why. I just find it super fun. It reminds me of the 90s when we shot a lot of solo girl stuff, and you had to be really intimate with the camera, and you had to fantasize about things to look sexy, and that's where I really found my fantasies. So,
what do you fantasize about?
All kinds of things. I mean, I remember when I very first started, I was obsessed with Ben Affleck, and it was always Ben Affleck. You know what I mean? So it could be a celebrity, could be just a hot guy, could be like the cable guy shows up and he actually is really good looking. You know, a foreign man that speaks no English that will just do whatever I want.
And not talk. Amazing.
Yeah, and just take my trash out, do my shit. But
first you asked to watch. So which one would it be to watch?
Solo.
Solo?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys think, Beth? I'm going to say Gigi's going to say... She's the only one here that's like halfway a lesbian.
What, girl on girl?
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I love to masturbate.
So it's a tough one for you.
I love to masturbate, but if I had to choose this or that, my whole theory about sexual things with other women is why when I play with this, when I can play with that, and she'll play with that.
So, what about watching? Would y'all rather watch solo masturbation or lesbian porn?
Lesbian.
To me, it's like the same thing because it's like I'm watching pussy either way.
Yeah, but it's interesting to watch how girls do it. Everybody does it different. It's just like when you're asked to give a good hand job on a new guy, you don't know what is he like. Does he like it spun? Is he like it tight? Does he like it fast? Does he like it slow? Yeah, so I just like to master how the girl does it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like what's her jam? Is she? So that's kind of what I get into. Because if she's going to come, she has to do her little thing.
All right.
I never thought about that.
Anal or gangbang?
Oh my God, I get the anal in the gangbang. So, and because gangbangs are
best of both worlds, baby.
Yeah, and they're so hard to arrange. I definitely have to say gangbangs because there's never going to be a point in my life where I've had enough of them.
Wow.
I love group interaction, especially when guys are cool with each other and I could just be just the one. You
some
know?
Of those dicks you had are humongous, though. Yeah. We were very intimidated.
Thank how did you do this?
You're so tiny.
I couldn't believe it.
You know what?
Where does it go?
I'm just lucky. my business partner is really flexible, and she handles all
my
of it
business
and loves
partner.
It. You know, who knew how it was going to turn out? Some girls get sore. I was one of those girls that didn't. You know what I mean?
But like, there's back is no crazy. Way that's about to fit in there.
And if it fits.
DP. Yeah.
Both of them.
Both of them fit.
Wow. A woman's body is amazing.
Yes, it sure is.
All right, for you guys, anal or gangbang, what do you like?
To watch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gangbang, probably, for sure.
Because you get it all. You get low job. And if someone isn't looking great, you can look away and see what he's doing. Like, there's so much.
And I'm a fan of, like, multiple dicks in one hole. Like,
double penetration?
Yeah, like three dicks in a hole, like two. I like watching it.
I don't watch that either. See, I don't watch it. I like the DP, the bad ass, and no all in one. For some reason, I overthink it, so I don't watch that.
Yeah. One hole, please. One dick, one hole.
At a time.
One dick, one hole.
What do you say?
I think that I would rather watch gangbang than anal.
Me too. That's the only porn I watch.
Yeah, that's like my favorite.
Good to know. Do you find there's not enough of it out there?
No, I really do find there's not enough.
I'll tell you why, because it's the hardest thing to shoot, to book, to organize.
I can't imagine.
A movie can take me a month to put everything together, all my production, all my talent. A gangbang can take me 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah, because you have a lot of things you got to think about. You got to think about location. You definitely don't want a location with carpet. You definitely have to get a location that is willing to do it. And a lot of that narrows down to like a 10 percentile. Oh. Then you have to work out the logistics of everyone's cars, because normally there isn't enough parking for everybody. Oh, then you got to be able to show everybody's cool with everybody.
Right.
Then, now we have Uber and Lyft. They can't just.
That's what I do now. Yeah. But before we had to do something, we would park and meet everybody at a grocery store and drive everybody at the house.
Oh, wow.
And it's also like you're trying to get 10 people at the same place at the same time.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
With schedule.
So you're going to look at about 2 hours of a window where like one person might cancel or one person might get a flat tire on the way there or whatever. It is a lot to logistically plan. So that's what makes them harder to put together.
It's very appreciated.
Yeah. I know.
All of the hard work that you guys put into making it happen.
Yeah.
Because
the guys have to get along with each other.
Right. They definitely do. There's a lot of trust involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure it is.
Have you ever been filming one, a gangbang, and guys start like sucking each other's dick and you're like, wait a minute.
No, we keep that really separate because that wouldn't be something that we would distribute. So it's not that I'm against it, but if they wanted to do it, it'd be fine. But when you're there, it's just business. They know we're shooting this for this type of site,
right,
and they know what the limitations are on that type of site.
So has there ever been a dick that's too big where you were like, okay, no?
You know what? Yes. Wow. Oh my gosh. Why am I thinking his
really? Real
name? Mandingo. I mean, I did it. But when I did anal with Mandingo, I remember I had to fly here on a red eye after the scene. I was like, I cannot believe I have to sit down for a whole flight right now. You know what I mean? But he's big. You've seen Mandingo. You guys have seen Mandingo.
Can we rewind this a little bit? She said anal with the biggest dick ever.
That's
not even just regular sex with the biggest dick ever. Anal with the biggest dick ever?
Yeah.
Girl, I can't do
it. You just have to really ease in with the butt plugs. And when you have a bigger guy, you have to get a bigger butt plug. And you take about an hour before the scene to just open it up and be chill.
I tell y'all about it. I just can't do anal. I can't get comfortable enough because I'd be like, no, it's just going to close my butt. Just be like, no, it doesn't want to.
See,
you're
doing it for a job. So that's one thing. But if it was for somebody I love, I'm not sitting with a butt plug in my butt for an hour.
You don't have to do that if you're not shooting, because you're not going to do it for 25 minutes like we are. You're only going to do it for six minutes,
but
right?
Is putting the butt plug in the thing that you should do, like even if you just at home?
No. You don't have to go that far. The thing what people don't realize is your jaw is connected to your anus. So if you clench your teeth, your butt is definitely going to be tight. As well.
Really?
And after you're in the first.
Look at me sitting here. She looks like a chunky doll.
So just relax your jaw. Just always always focus on relaxing your jaw and your breathing. And know that once you're past that first half of an inch, you won't even feel it at all.
Yeah, because that happens.
That's always the problem.
And use silicone. Always use silicone lube instead of water lube for anal as well. And that makes a huge difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You know,
I
when
like
I started
the KY right. with the blue top,
yeah, I like
no blue top.
You need the silicone for anal.
What about
for
spit?
Anal?
The spit work?
No,
it's not good because it'll actually make the skin more porous and it'll make it grab more onto the dick. So you'll be pulling your own skin more. You really want to give it that glide and that protection. That's what silicone does.
Nice. This is science, guys.
When I started, I didn't know
the jaw thing. She put us on.
I didn't start trying anal until I was in my 30s in my personal life. And my rule of thumb was I would never shoot anything I hadn't done in my personal life, so I had to do it in my personal life first.
And
so
you were like, look, I gotta try this with you before.
I actually asked performers to help me. I had it with a guy that I was hanging out with, and then I had performers help me. But what I thought was easiest was condoms. In the beginning, I just felt because I wasn't doing it on camera, so I was doing it with condom, and I was like, wow, it's a lot easier with condom because it gives, again, a protective. And also when you put silicone lube on a condom, it stays. It doesn't soak into the skin. So that's a way to try it for people too. when you first start doing it is use
good
a condom.
Tips.
Angela, write down no, all the notes.
You can listen on demand, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll find it.
We want Angela to get fucked up her ass.
Clearly.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Too old.
Grown.
Too old enough to have, grown, not grown. To have tried it.
Over 30s.
Yes.
So I was just over 30s, too. I was 35.
Okay, so there's hope.
There's hope still.
Maybe, you know, it'll get there if you, one day.
If I tell my boyfriend I want to try anal, he'd be like, why do you all of a sudden want to try anal?
Because you got a lesson.
We just went to like anal university.
She's gonna come up with it. Okay.
This is research, you know. And then I come back and interview her afterwards. We talk about it.
You know how we always give people homework?
Give her a due date.
We have a professor here.
Give her a deadline.
Yeah, give her a deadline.
Speaking of professor, I watched the Dr. Ruth documentary last
night. Oh, I saw you tweeting about that.
And I'm meeting her next week in
London.
That's
so exciting. I'm so jealous.
And now that I watched the documentary, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a new hero. Like, I might buckle. You know what I mean? I haven't seen the documentary.
I got to
go watch it.
She's a legend.
What's the documentary
bring me on
next time?
Her life.
But I mean, what chant was that network?
Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu. I don't have Hulu.
I got it.
I'll give you my
password. Sign up for the free trial.
All right, yeah, somebody give me the damn password.
Yeah, get the free trial.
I'm a Netflix kind of chick.
I have Netflix,
I downloaded Hulu, did the free trial to watch something. I can't remember what
and
it was.
And now they charge
me. And then I canceled it.
Oh, see.
I have two different people's Netflix accounts, so I can have it on different.
I love this.
Me too.
What's wrong with me?
I only downloaded Hulu to watch Flavor of Love.
What?
I'm sorry, I have to admit that.
We was watching like episode after episode after episode of Flavor of Love. That shit was hilarious.
But how about I'm offering one up, and it's not even mine. It's my sister's. I'm like, well, I got one if you want to use it.
What's wrong with y'all?
I don't know.
All right, now one more this or that. Interracial or 69?
Interracial.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's your thing, girl. Because that's what all the guys was like, yes. Wait, you got to look at when she's stuck in the plastic.
69, watching 69 can be so awkward. It's a hard thing to shoot to really get good camera angles. If the people's bodies are really different in size, it's a little bit, I mean, in real life, it's pretty hard to do.
I don't even like 69s in real life.
69 sucks.
It's awkward.
It's only if you're drunk and you just end up in that
position.
It's
also like distracting because I like to either concentrate on one or the other.
I like,
me too. I always trick them and stop. Like sucking the
dick
just
and just
like oh wait.
I have this thing where I like to sit on guys' face, so if I'm on top in the 69, then I'm just,
it's
you know,
good. You
good.
Stop.
You know, little reverse cowgirl, little head
on the face,
little spin. You know,
what if a guy sat on your face?
No, never. You're not sitting on my face, sir. Sorry.
Do not.
Me and my friends were having this conversation about sucking dick from the back. Have you guys done that?
Yes. We had a conversation.
Gigi loves that.
While you were away, we had a nice couple of conversations about
really?
Sucking dick from the back.
I've never done that.
It's amazing.
It's good for them.
I don't know.
L'Oreal made me try.
Yeah, I made Gigi do it.
Mm-hmm. But now, I just feel like my man would be too uncomfortable because I'd be too close to his ass.
Or he might be
he got
really comfortable.
Him.
He got to spread him.
I guess you
there's
do
no
that
other
with
way
a guy
to get in between.
With, you also have to deal with a guy who's long enough to reach back there.
That's right, because if he ain't got not, a big enough dick, you ain't going to be able to.
If he has a short dick, you'll be licking his taint.
Oh, my man's dick is really big.
You'll be eating his dick instead of like eating his pussy. Do you like to suck dick from the back?
Yeah, and the size is everything. That's it.
Well, we know yours, you be getting the big enough ones.
Well, I have real life size penis in my life as well. Luckily, the guy that I hang out with the most and have sex with, my personal sex, also is very well equipped, actually.
What about could
There's
you be with a guy?
There's been times I've not liked him and said I cannot talk to him anymore because I need that.
Dickmatized.
That's the same with my boyfriend. Like, there's times that we've been on and off for so long, and there's times like I'm like, the only reason I'm giving this nigga some pussy is because he got that dick.
I've cut somebody off for being too big. Like, I'm like, I can't take it. Like, I can't do it anymore. I just can't.
There should be somewhere you could pass those off on the internet. Like, a list of those, like, rejections for the reason of too big.
I think it would really
be helpful to others, and you'd be sharing information.
I would definitely pass them off. Like, he was really, really good, but it's just not for me.
Like,
I
it
need
could
my
be
wall.
A frame color on Tinder. Rejected for being too big, and then women could, like, fuck to that.
You help him out.
I would, right?
Pass him around. Yeah. What about too little? Has that ever been an issue?
It has. I remember working one day on set with a guy that it was just for my website. And I remember walking off set and going into the bathroom to text my friends like, holy fucking shit, I can't believe this is happening right now. It was just small and I couldn't understand how he slipped through and got into porn.
Right.
You just assume. Right. Wow. Process. You know, but in real life, I'm a pretty good gauge of not getting myself into that awkward situation.
Do you think there's a real way you could tell how big a guy's dick is without seeing it first? Because, you know, they always talk about, like, the size of his hands, the size of his feet, and yeah. different things
tall
like that.
And skinny.
Is there a way that you can, like, have a dick dar or dick radar?
I do think the way he carries himself, mm-hmm. and I do think
big
you can
energy.
Get big dick energy.
BDE, baby.
And also medium dick energy, but you can also send small dick energy. Small dick energy is like...
I think right. small dick energy, you can sense that small dick
right.
energy.
Right.
He's, like,
yes.
angry.
Right.
Yes.
He's
Pitter, got an attitude. You know?
He's like, yeah, you know, act
like he's the shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whenever a guy will email me like, "Hey, I have a small dick. What am I gonna do?" I'm like, "Study in school, become a plastic surgeon. You'll still fuck hot chicks."
That's oh, right. You right. Give them free work.
You just have to give a discount
that
or free
good
work.
Advice. Yeah,
that's really good
Don't
advice.
Don't struggle with it. Just work the brain. That's what you were given.
Use your talent, baby.
Oh my god. Still end up at the same place.
Right.
Fucking hot girls.
Now, we know you love basketball, yes. and you're actually excited to go watch the game tonight. So what's your team?
I'm pretty neutral because I play fantasy basketball. Mm-hmm. So these are season-long and daily leagues where I pick players for matchups. I really love – basketball is my first love. And so it's about matchups and players that have moved teams, and I get to see them. And I just love it all. So during season, I can pretty much watch basketball 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to pick a team. I just play games.
But you've
That's
never
cool.
had a team?
That's so cool.
Well, I grew up a 76ers fan.
Okay.
You did say you were from
Michael
PA,
Rubin.
Right?
Yeah,
my Okay, Easton. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my very first basketball game was a 1983 76ers game.
Nice.
That was actually the last year that they won it all. So later wow. in life, I collected a team-sized signed jersey with a matching ball and Dr. J. Once I came into money, the first thing I wanted to do was like, I'm gonna get this collection. And so I would have been a Sixers fan, but I live in LA and mm-hmm. I've lived here for a period of time as well. So like I'd be the Knicks, but they're tragic. The Lakers
yeah,
are tragic.
The Nets are doing better.
They are.
Better
the Nets they are. D'Angelo Russell had a breakout season this year, and this was what we all thought he could be before he got into that Swaggy P situation about 2 3
which was hilarious. Which,
hilarious.
By the way, is good how he's recovered from that, though. You just
but he did just
quiet.
Get caught with weed at the airport.
But that's not a big deal.
That's not bad.
It's not a big deal anymore.
It makes it a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's just stupid.
It
makes
very
you
stupid.
Doubt your overall, like, oh, was this all a fluke and you can't keep this consistent because you have friends that can pick that shit up for you. Better yet, you can have friends that can put it in their bag for you. Like, weed is everywhere. Why put it in
like,
a
why you traveling
put it in an iced tea can. Like, he's right. going to get away with that through TSA.
You can't even bring iced tea through the daggone line,
ding,
which is a
so,
dumber thing. Well, Brooklyn Nets.
That frustrates me when I see that repeated stupid.
Look, Angie got quiet. She's like Homer that disappeared
but
in the bushes.
I love the arena. I love where the Nets play. I love Barclay.
Oh, the Barclay.
During
yeah.
basketball games, nice. That energy in there, the music, they really, it's amazing.
It's we have to bring you to a game then. We
got
to do a little courtside Brooklyn Nets situation.
Oh, wear some good shoes.
Yes.
And we know that you've been with some NBA players.
Yes.
So you've never liked a team because you've liked somebody that you were fucking at the time.
No. I'll watch him and his stats, but I'm not going to go root for his team
for
just because we're hanging out.
Yeah.
And that would get complicated. You know
no,
what
and
I mean?
That's so corny when girls do that. That's
yeah, no,
so
I'm not
corny.
Wearing your jersey.
Yeah,
and
like,
you know what? I won't even hang a jersey in my house of anybody I've had sex with.
Yeah.
These are all my damn. Fan experiences. I don't want to put your
right.
shit up on my wall.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
But nobody's ever really tried to like be with you, wipe you up from the NBA?
I'm very clear when I meet people and tell them what I'm looking for. And I say, you know, you can't try and change me. I'm not going to try and change you. But I just like to see somebody and have a good time and live in that moment. Life is very complicated. We're all very busy. I don't mm-hmm. fuck with people that are in a relationship or married. Those are my rules. So a lot of times I hang out with somebody, he gets into a little thing, then we're just friends during that time. Then
right.
they break up, come back. But I make it very, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be with somebody. I don't want to marry somebody half my age.
Right.
I mean, oh, it's hot and it's fun, but I don't need that kind of stress. You know what I mean?
Are younger guys really better?
I wouldn't be able to age and not fucking be tripping. And my dude looks so good and I don't.
Are younger guys really better in bed, you think, than older guys?
They're just like, I can tell what porn they watch the first time we're together. I can tell exactly what sites they go to.
Really?
So that, oh, wow.
How can
just,
you tell? Give me an
because
example.
Because their browser style fucking is totally different than, let's say, like a Bang Bros style of fucking.
I like browsers. That's right. Like my favorite.
Oh, we're friends with Bang Bros. Shout out to Bang Bros.
Shout out to Bang Bros and the Bang Bus, which is, so you all know it is real. Stand on the corner in Miami, you might get picked up.
No wow. way.
I just like to tell people. When fools wow. ask me, I'm like, yeah, it's real. You see a van that opens the door, get the fuck in it. See
it'll be a good time.
You're
gonna get kidnapped. It'll be on the amateurs. I've seen it like 30 other porns.
It's a shady warehouse district they drive around. But no, you know, it's just not my thing. And and also what's great about our rapport is once players realize I don't talk about who I'm with, they can start to come to me with things. We build a nice friendship. They know I love sports. I kind of up their ass if they do stupid shit like get caught with weed at the airport. I'm the first one to reach out.
Literally,
like, yo, your mom's gonna be pissed. You should be embarrassed. Like, let's do better. You know, and so I have like this kind of really friendly, fun, simple, and easy relationship, and it's just great. And young guys are, you know, it's just exciting because they can do it 2, 3, 4 times in a day because they're younger, you know, than a guy say my age.
What are some crazy things that you've been asked to do by like an NBA player that maybe they feel more comfortable because you're a porn star?
Yeah.
So they might ask you to do shit that they wouldn't even ask their girl to do. So what are some things you've been asked to do that are off the beaten path?
I would say, you know, there's really not much because they've shared a lot with me too. You know, I can go to my NBA friends and be like, yo, do you have any other friends who like want to hook up? And this is where I can get like things arranged for me. So it's pretty much on the neutral. There's nothing they could ask me that would be far left.
No, but have you ever pegged one?
No, I haven't done that. But everyone knows that's not my jam because I've never done it on film.
Right.
So everyone
but you
knows.
But would you do it in your personal life?
I just haven't been compelled to do it. I'm not against it, but it just isn't something that's come my way.
Right, yeah.
I haven't gone there. So. But, you know, people talk to me about it. And, you know, a lot of players will ask me, how do they tell their girl that they want to do these things? Or how do they discuss this? You know, and so now there's a lot more sites that are shooting more pretty girls doing this. And I think it's easier. It's more neutral. But, no, I haven't gone there yet. But I'm a slow learner like you. Remember, I've only been doing anal.
We're very alike.
Very alike.
Now, have you ever ate someone's ass and it was dirty, like disgusting? Oh, and you were like, no.
I'm just asking.
This is another thing I just don't do. I just don't do it. And I hope I'm not a disappointment, guys, out there that like it. I just don't know.
I don't like doing it anymore either. I used to do it all the time, but I don't like doing it anymore.
I've never done it in my life.
Shut up.
I'll tell you this. A director wanted me to do it in a movie, and he called me. He's like, here's what I need you to do. He's like, take your hand right now, and I'm on my phone. He's like, take your hand and make a fist, okay? He goes, that's the guy's ass. He goes, stick your tongue out. He goes, all you got to do is
that. Yeah, she told us that, too. L'Oreal said that.
That's it, and it doesn't taste like pennies. Gigi says,
stop with this.
What kind of peppery ass you eating?
This shitty one.
This is amazing.
What's her name said on the episode?
But Gigi agreed. And I did agree, but not that it's the taste. It's the feel. It was a feeling like when you stick your tongue on a 9-volt battery. Like, it was a different feeling. That's all. I didn't say it tastes like.
But don't get shocked, girl.
Want,
I know it's very common.
Shit.
This is where I feel like I am so not as open-minded as I thought I was.
Lisa Ann, you still got a lot to go.
My boyfriend and I have this game we play with because we do only couple things, right? All of our friends are married, right?
Why would you say,
Stop, Angela. It's like a game. Whoa.
We just talk about eating ass, and he's just like, we have to
check it. Listen, it ties into what we were talking about. So we'll ask, you know, like in front of the girl, always in front of the wife, we ask if the guy likes to get fingers in his ass or if he likes to get his ass licked.
He's not going to.
What kind of game is this?
No lie. Only one. We've asked 6 couples and only one couple said no.
Oh,
wow. The rest of them was like, you know.
Did you ask these couples?
He'd be like, man, this girl be trying to eat my ass. I'm not with that. You with that? And they'll be like, yeah.
See, guys will admit
guys
to that.
Guys like it.
But it's the finger thing that they don't want to admit.
They don't mind a tongue.
To. You'd be surprised. They admit it to the fingers, too.
Really?
Yes. I swear. Gee, did I tell you about this? We all go on couples. Like, we go couples.
Couple events, couple every day.
And we'll sit there and we'll be like, yo, do you like this?
You like
and
a couple fingers?
A guy can't lie in front of his girl because she's like,
Nigga, right? With the face.
She's like, don't play. You like it.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised, man. A lot of people are doing it.
A lot of people are doing it.
We're definitely.
Stephanie's like, because he's on the gram. So
yeah, he ain't with it.
I've heard a guy say that I know. I've done it to him, like stuck my finger up his ass. And he said, like, no, he doesn't do it. So I've heard somebody actually lie about it.
They all say no, they don't do it. They all say they don't like a tongue. They all say don't let you do a finger until you stick your tongue in there and the finger comes to follow.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it'd usually be the guys that be like, I would never let anybody do that to me.
That's the ones that taking two fingers.
You put two fingers in them, right?
Right. Yeah.
Come in. Come in.
Have you one here busted out a strap on? I mean, this is my next question.
No, but I want to. Ooh. I'm with a guy that definitely won't let me do it, so it'll never happen. But yeah, I was.
I don't even do toys at all. Like,
I want to do
on yourself even.
No, I don't do toys.
I suggest wearing a strap on under your pants for a day and just walking around. Sometimes with when I put one on just to fuck with people because I feel so much more like bossy, like adjusting it all the time.
Right.
No, like, yeah, just wear cargo pants over.
No, they're going to be like, L'Oreal's a hermaphrodite.
I
wonder if
having a dick is fun.
You need toys.
You guys,
toys.
Is it fun to have a dick?
There's toys that work
they
with
say,
an
yes,
app
it's fun.
Now.
It's fun to have a dick.
You know, there's toys with an app and your guy can be playing with it from an app somewhere else. And
he can play with your dick on the app.
Listen, if I had a dick for a day, the first thing I would do is swing it around in a helicopter and then I would go fuck as many bitches as I
could. Now, I would get my dick sucked. I want to like come on somebody's face like
you want to come on somebody's face.
I would get my dick sucked all day.
That is like your reaction of what it's like when you're doing
it. Who can I say that like on that. A man like
just
say I would just be fucking squirt skiing
on
everybody.
Like you were quirky or something.
I don't know.
That's what I would do.
All right, so Lisa Ann, you have some homework to do yourself.
Okay, what's my homework?
We told you just now, you gotta eat some ass.
It's too much work for me. I just don't think I should have to do that much work in bed. You know what I mean? I feel like I have earned my trump card and that.
Literally.
I do minimal. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give a blowjob because I want to, but everything else is really going to be on you. You know what I mean? You're going to be the one where your legs are sore. I'm going to be the one that's super relaxed.
That's your secret.
That's how you're able to take these big black dicks because you got them.
She's very relaxed.
Did she relax her
jaw?
Give you those pointers or did you figure that out?
Oh, I figured that out.
All right, now I want to ask you this, Lisa Ann. So is it better for you when you work with somebody that you've been working with, that you're comfortable with, or do you like new dick?
I like working with people I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And I really have a tough time meeting someone for the first time on the shoot. It's awkward for me. I like to get to know them a little bit, look forward to it.
Right.
Now, if I do that, which I had to a couple of weeks ago because someone canceled. I used a guy that, like, I literally called 25 people and asked because they know me. They know what I'm good with. Because sometimes the kids come on set, the young guys, and they're so nervous, they talk too much. And I have to tell the director, like, yo, my knees are welding fucking shut. Like, I don't want to fuck this dude. He's got to shut the fuck
He's
up.
Yapping.
They are like, just tell him to stop, you know? And so, and it grinds me a bit, and they don't know how to touch me or not touch me. And when a guy gets nervous with me, the first couple times I'll be bruised after the scene because when they're trying to not come, they'll like squeeze your arm and not really think about it and put their weight on you. And so, but the guys that know you know everything, how you like be propped up, what your better side is, you know, all they like, they know I want to show my triceps, so they'll pull my arm back. So they know me. And also it's fun. It's like a extended dating life where you know what they like too. You know how to help them come too. Like I know when I work with Rob Piper, all we have to do is kiss. And if he's starting to lose his edge a little bit, all we have to do is kiss, make eye contact, and connect, and he's fucking hard again. That's so powerful.
Right. What do you guys think, too? I'm sure all of y'all, like, just because everybody's in relationships, except L'Oreal. But that's good. She's been in a long-term relationship, and now she's single, which is amazing.
How long was your long-term?
It was, like, about 5 years, almost 5 years. It was 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So I think it's fun to be single after you've been in a relationship that didn't turn out the way you anticipated. So it's time to have a good time. So do you like being with somebody that you're used to, or is it really fun, like, getting a new dick?
See, with me, like, y'all already know, like, I'll deal with somebody I dealt with before I'll just go out
and get
and
a whole
find
new.
A whole new. Because it could be a waste.
No, sometimes you got to go dig in the archives.
You get what I'm saying? And I might not have had no problem with the person that, you know, we it might have just been we moved away or sure, whatever. Something yeah. happened. It's like, it would never just be somebody that I actually, like, broke up with and had a right. big problem. Thanks. Like, sure. it wouldn't be that. But somebody that I dealt with before, yes, absolutely. I'd rather do that than find out somebody got a pinky dick and I just wasted my
yeah,
pussy.
I'd much rather be with somebody that's that I already women know are different, is right? good and bad. Knows
men
my body.
Are going to do it just to do it.
And yeah. we're also more afraid. You know, men can invite a woman over and not think she's going to rob them or
right.
oh,
yes,
beat
we
them
do, girl.
Or whatever. Or, you know, but we have to be more guarded. So to right. just put ourselves with a complete stranger is jarring, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think physically that's true, but women definitely do rob men.
That's true. They love nowadays. The basketball players, these yeah. girls. Makes me so angry. Makes me angry because then when I listen to sports radio, I have to call into every sports show because I hear these broadcasters talking about the player like he's a fucking idiot. And I always say to the broadcaster, like, yo, you've never had two girls offer to come home to your place at the same fucking
right.
time. You
not
don't even
level.
Know the mindset. So don't be so judgmental. He's
right.
just young. I mean, you know, you nobody cares about you, so you may have done the same thing. But
nobody cares
but nobody's,
about
you. You're not on the news for it. You know what I mean? But it, I take it personally as an insult because they don't know the
Nobody
situation.
Nobody cares about you is the best line.
True.
That's the name of this episode.
Hell yeah.
Nobody cares about you.
All right. Now, people always ask questions, right? They ask lip service questions. So we want to get your input. All right. I've been married for over 6 years and with my spouse for more than 10. Our entire relationship has been a constant argument about sex. I've always felt like I'm the only person that initiates or puts effort into it. We go weeks at a time without sex. I feel like my only option at this point is to file for divorce. I don't want to step out. We have kids, so it's tough to just leave the marriage, but I'm tired of feeling neglected and sexually frustrated. We are in our early 30s.
Wait, is this the woman or the man?
This is a woman. She's been married and...
He's cheating.
He doesn't have a drive.
It's been weeks since they had sex. He's having sex. He's just not having it.
No,
her.
She said since the beginning of their relationship.
They've been married for over 6 years.
They've always argued about sex.
Yeah, they've always argued about sex because she's always the one initiating.
And they've been together for 10 years.
They have to go to a sex
either
therapist.
Either that or
she said they went to counseling and she,
either way,
times.
He's fucking somebody else.
And, you know, some guys just don't have a drive. A friend of mine, she's with somebody and she's always wanting to have sex and he just doesn't have a drive. Like, he's always tired and he kind of has like a penis issue. It doesn't get all the way hard.
Erectile dysfunction.
But
is it
yes.
for her or does it just, did it ever get hard?
It's getting hard for Timmy.
In the beginning, they had some good sex, but I feel like as they've gotten used to each other, the sex started to lack.
That's why I don't believe when guys say that. Like, because every time I hear a situation like that, they're always like, well, you know, he's probably having dysfunctions. I always ask my first question, did y'all ever have good sex before? And they'd be like, yeah, it used to be amazing. So that's
yes.
not what the problem
yes.
is. He
yes.
don't have a
yes.
problem.
Yes.
But stress sometimes can trigger that too.
100%. And also sometimes the man doesn't look at the woman the same when she becomes a mother. I mean, that's
yes.
right. that's something that many women deal with.
Or when somebody here that said they didn't want to have sex
yeah.
with the child's mother after they had
Damn.
The baby.
I know a lot
for
of guys
a very
that
long time.
Have
it was somebody on the show who told us
yeah,
that. Like, I wouldn't touch her after that.
Right. That's too
but
bad.
Then they ended up
no,
they ended up getting back.
Eventually, yeah.
I can't remember who
yeah,
it was
somebody.
Yeah, people go through things. And I think, like, financially, if you're going through it at work and things aren't going well and you don't feel good, it is like sex is a very mental thing also. Like, think about us. Like, sometimes you're mad, you're stressed out, things aren't going well, you don't really feel like...
I feel like that always helps me. Yeah, when I'm stressed out, I'm like,
sex.
Oh, I need yeah. a dick.
That's
but
I
see what you're saying. And also, kids are a huge responsibility.
Right.
And when you have
people
kids like that, people are tired.
Well, see, that's
how...
different. With the kids running around, it's probably not sexy. They're yelling and throwing shit. And no, yeah, yeah. That's probably what the problem is.
And then
with
sometimes
the
people get resentful in relationships. Like, if you feel like I'm home with the kids, I'm doing all the work, and you're kind of resentful. And you're like, why do
I
need
to
do everything?
Away or
resentment
something.
Is the silent killer of all relationships was the first thing I learned when I went to marriage counseling when I was married in my 20s. Mm. It is true. Resentment is the silent killer because it just builds up.
Tell us about this marriage in your 20s.
Yes, girl.
Yes, there was a marriage. We're still very good friends. It was just our wedding anniversary, May 12th. We always talk on our birthdays and our wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's nice.
I was young. He was my first and really only boyfriend of my whole life.
Wow.
I'm just a free spirit that really likes to be on our own. And though we had so many great years, we were together for 7 years, only married for two. Mm-hmm. But we traveled together and had a really good time. We partied a lot. It was in the day when I was like... ecstasy was everything. And it was the early 90s. I'm going through that phase, and to just have a partner in crime. But you grow apart and things get stressful and words get said. And I'm one of those people that once words are said, I have a really hard time
forgiving.
Right. And, you know, so we just decided to, we did not have a prenup. So, of course, I made money, so I had to buy my way out of the marriage. But money is nothing. Like, you can always make more money.
But just
your happiness.
Friend?
It is what it is. You know what I mean? That's how the books work. You know, that's how the state works. But we had we did have three rules. We had, he had to move back to Florida if we split up. I got to stay in California where I was living. Whatever friends you brought in, you take with you, yeah. and we do not stay in touch with each other's families. And so we really stuck to that. So it was a respectful breakup.
That's
had he
nice.
Stayed in California, we would have been back and forth for like 3 years.
Yeah, I don't like
it. It would have been
right. I'm listening because he took your money.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to rob him. He's one of the
act up. But was he supportive of your career?
I wasn't shooting at that time.
But you were making money. So
I was dancing and he went on the road with me. So we just kind of partied on the road and hooked up with other girls. You know what I mean? He was living a good life.
Yeah, because in other words, if he was supportive and working with you, then he does deserve.
Of course. That's why I looked at it. Because his social wasn't paying in anything. You know what I mean? Social Security. So it was my responsibility and I didn't see it. I wasn't bitter about it.
Right. As long as you're not bitter.
I was bitter because he tried to take my signed Michael Jordan jersey and on the very...
What?
Yeah, because we went to a mediator and we had all of our paperwork. Everything's neutral. This is the number you came up with because he was like, show me the money and I'll go. And I'm like, just come up with a number and
wow.
you can go. Yeah, those are the words that you can't take back. And I see on there, Michael Jordan jersey. I'm like, fuck no. Now I got to go hire a lawyer. So I go and I hire a lawyer.
Wait, it was yours.
It was
like, you purchased it.
Why
crazy?
I didn't purchase it. I got it in a random way on the road from a fan that he didn't believe it was going to be real. And I paid to get it free. It was mine, right?
How dare he try to steal a gift?
So the lawyer says to me, this is fine. Just says the Michael Jordan jersey. Doesn't say autographed, authenticated.
So you get a tiny Michael Jordan jersey.
He's like, you go to Big Five right now, you buy him a Jordan jersey.
And give it to
you
him.
You walk in there, you're done. I was like, so like every year on his birthday, that's the only thing he gets to me is that picture, like, you're the best ex-husband ever, happy birthday.
With the Michael
Jordan jersey.
That's
still
hilarious. That's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
So did y'all have like a real wedding or was it like a...
We did have a real wedding. We got married in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
At an old mansion called the Sarah Mansion. It was just a small wedding of like 40 people. But I did a butterfly release, which was so great because it's not even legal anymore to do that. It was so awesome. It was so much fun. So beautiful. But it was a special day. You can troll very far back on my Instagram. I should place one as a Flashback Friday.
Yeah, that's
I'll do a wedding
Friday.
Photo. But it was an experience. And I think people should try things without clamoring on that it has to work. Not everything has to work. And when you start to argue, I draw the line fast. I'm not going past 90 days of arguing. This isn't getting better. We fight every day to make money. We fight every day to be safe. Do you really want to come home and argue with your spouse?
No.
And we had a business at a time. I had a day spa as well as being on the road dancing. And I just moved out and lived on the massage bed for months while I let him just pack up his shit. Cause I was like, I don't even want to come back in here and have you standing over me trying to change my mind. Mm-hmm. I will just live there and fall off that massage bed about once a week, which is like, this sucked. But we had a shower, we had everything I needed, and it was just easier. You know, I just wanted it to be done. Mm. I wanted to move
and
forward.
And you got what you needed.
She said, I fell off.
Once a week. That sucks.
Right.
And they're not that comfortable either. They're good for a massage, but an 8-hour night's sleep, not great.
You're like,
dude, you was mad y'all didn't get a couch, huh?
So mad. I was even, the couch was in the lobby where people could look in the window and see
you sleeping.
About that life. It was so private that I was doing that.
Right,
I was my shit
right.
in my car every day. My staff did not know that was happening.
Oh my God.
Now, here's the next question. My boyfriend of 2 months keeps gifting me with lavish gifts. I'm very appreciative. However, he loves to brag about how much each thing costs as he gives it to me. That bag could pay your rent for a month. Here's the catch.
Here's the catch.
It's all fake as hell.
No.
I don't require these lavish gifts. I'm fine with whatever. I just don't know how to bring this up. Should I bring it up? I know it will embarrass him, but I do feel deceived and embarrassed that he tells my friends how real everything is and they know better.
So it's not fake? The products are fake?
Yes. And he's bragging.
He's bringing to her like China Man Chanel bags. Canal Street, Louis Vuitton.
God, I want to beat the fuck out of him.
Because
I was going to say,
and then
if they're
brags
real,
about it.
Just fucking sell them all, break up with them, and cash out right now.
Right. Yeah.
Cut your fucking off.
Listen, that's the biggest thing right now, luxury consignment.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Poshmark.
Not I mean, if it's
used
fake.
As the new. Not if it's fake.
It has to be authentic.
We are now a circular economy, which is amazing for brands.
Has anybody ever given y'all anything fake?
Nah.
Somebody get one of my customers back when I was a dancer. I used to be a dancer. Yeah. I was going to bring this up, but okay. I didn't want to, you know, interrupt you. But there was a couple times where I wanted to mention it. But back when I was a dancer, this guy was like, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I was like, "A Cartier watch." And then he came in like right before Christmas with a fake ass Cartier watch. It was so fake that it was still like in a little plastic wrap.
No.
And I was just like, "But that's fake." And he was just like, "Look, like, how do you know? Like, it looks fake." Like, so yeah,
that's fake.
Did you think he could afford the Cartier watch?
Yes.
And did you think he would do it?
I did. I was dumb. I'm like, oh, I told my friends, like, oh my God, he said he buying me a watch. Then when he came in with the watch, I was like, that shit fake.
Oh, jeez. So
where did they get off with this fake shit? Like, that's bold to me.
That was like in the very beginning too. Like, when I was still working at Delilah's, which is the very first club
in
I ever worked at. Yeah, yeah. That was the very first club
God.
I ever worked at.
I remember when that club was the grand opening.
With Summer and that whole thing.
In the 90s, when they put, that was the first club in Philly that had lap dances, and it was the first time I ever did a lap dance, and I didn't do another one for 20 fucking years.
Yeah, why?
What happened during
because
lap dance?
It
was 20 bucks at the time.
Yep.
And at the time, this was he played for the Sixers, so I was like, okay, I want to do a dance for him. And I later saw him in life and told him the story. And he touched me the whole time. And then I walked over to the manager and I'm like, right. And I said to the manager, like, all right, like, this is 20 bucks. How much you get? He goes, we get half. I go, fuck this. I'm not doing dances. I'll just collect my tips on stage.
Yeah.
It just wasn't worth it to me because you are fighting the guy's hands
off
the whole
time.
I didn't do another one for 20 years.
Damn.
I just hustled
on
stage.
They could at least get you your money. Like, yeah, full 20.
But now I see stuff go down. Like, the girls.
It goes down.
But Delilah's is a fun club.
I was literally just there yesterday. Oh, it's still open.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just there.
Good, clean, fun. That's their logo.
I danced there like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We might all need to go to Delilah's.
It's a fun club.
It is. It really is.
So nobody else never got a fake?
Mm-mm. Man, I would be so insulted. What if I didn't know it was a fake? And then I like rocked it out. My friends were like, yo, that's fake. Or someone.
See, that's the problem.
Now, look, the problem with him is that he's passing it off and bragging. One thing that you're passing off, but the fact that you're bragging about how much it costs, saying like, oh, this could pay your rent when it really can't even pay the cable bill. Like, come
yeah, because
on.
If he wasn't bragging, it would be a kind of
Or maybe somebody's selling it to him, telling him that it's real. But he can't be bragging about how much it costs if you really didn't pay that much
right,
for it.
Right, because it might be his man that's a scammer. He's like,
exactly.
I got this bag.
Oh, that's true.
Because a lot of
people
buy
fake stuff from scammers. I know some people who have done that.
Yes, you do.
No matter real or fake, you should never talk
brag.
About a gift that you
have. He shouldn't brag about
how much it costs. And don't discount a rent. Like, not.
Yeah.
I'd
be like,
I'd rather you pay my rent.
I was just about to say that.
Take the bag back and pay the rent.
Listen, so my advice for her, I think you should call them out.
Yeah, you definitely have to call him out.
I think you should call him out.
I would say break up with him. You got to break up with
him. Clearly, but
and it's only been 2 months.
They've only been dating for 2 months. So you need to call him out on his BS and throw all that fake ass bullshit back at him and end the whole relationship.
She should. I don't know how.
This is going nowhere fast.
And you know what? You can say, I'm not sure if you're aware, but this isn't real.
Right.
I'll just be like, you bought me all this fake ass shit.
I'll be like, instead of buying me fake bags, why don't you pay the rent since it could pay for my rent?
Hello.
Right.
All right.
Broke. I'm not gonna lie. When I was a kid, I probably had a fake.
I did too,
but I had
it. Nobody gave
it. Was
Gucci
bag? Yeah.
I knew it was fake.
Yeah.
I had a fake Gucci bag.
When we was younger, I feel like, well, all my friends would say everybody used to go get their little fake shit
up and down
street.
Yeah.
They had good fakes too.
Yeah, but that's when you were young, when you were teenagers.
When you really couldn't afford to buy the real thing.
I had somebody give me gold earrings once, but he just handed it to me in his hand. I think he stole them from somebody.
No,
well, at least they were real. I'd rather you steal them.
I think he robbed somebody. He was like, here, smearing. All right, so here's the next question. I got out of an abusive relationship about 2 months ago. I've been dating a little bit and met a guy that's super nice. At first, I was overly cautious because of stuff I've already been through, but I realized that's not really fair to him. So I opened up more. Now that I've been less on guard, he's showing less interest. Mm. I also overheard him tell a friend that he thinks I talk too much.
Mm.
I know I talk a lot. But why is he talking shit about me and not just telling me? It just seems like everything is worse on the weekends. I think because he's hanging with his guys and he gets some with the boys energy. He's been really sweet and seemed like he actually wanted a relationship until the weekend and he's with his guys. He kind of gets douchey and acts like a fuck boy on these nights.
Because he's fucking his boys.
He's fucking someone else. 100%.
Which one is the real
him? I'm sure on this one. On this one, I'm sure.
He's fucking someone else.
Yeah. He's picking fights with her so that he can go out and do his own thing.
That's what they do, sis.
That's exactly what they do.
And I learned how to do it and I do it too. too.
Oh, shit.
Me too.
I've done it when it's just, I'm not going out and having fun. I just don't want to be bothered that night. Yeah, I just don't want to put makeup on. I'm already home. And I'm just like, you know, I'll be like, I'll get salty.
Just bring up some old shit. That always works. And then be like, see, this is exactly why. Like, and then that's it. Like, don't answer your phone. You can get away with anything.
Yes.
You could go to China.
You know how guys that when you get in an argument, they'll just like fall back and leave you alone. And you're like, all right. I'll go away for the weekend.
Because they probably talking to their side bitch. So they're like, probably. All right, she's mad.
How are you about guys coming to your house?
There's just a handful of guys that come to my house. And there's my main guy is like the guy that spent the most time at my house. But I don't really go out much. So it's hard for me to be in public with a guy because I'm on a date and dudes will just walk up and be like, yo, can I have a photo? And I just feel like so awkward for them. So if you're going to see me, you're going to see me at my house. I cook. I love to cook.
What's your specialty?
Anything. I'm vegan, so I cook a lot of good vegan stuff, but I also make Italian. I'll cook whatever anybody wants.
Nice. There we go.
Lisa, I have a grill, too, and I do grill.
All right, so here's the last one. So, my boyfriend, baby daddy, is currently in prison facing a bit of time. But prior to him going and made an agreement, I would stick by his side. I didn't know. Stephanie got a laugh. She like, that never works. All right. I didn't know the full extent of everything going on because we were living apart during the time he got in trouble. Well, once discoveries and witness recordings started coming out, one of the witnesses was a female he used to date. Well, she goes on to say that my dude was over her house trying to get with her, blah, blah. But he never mentioned her before we made our agreement for me to stick by his side. I'm a woman of my word. So would I be wrong for leaving him while he's locked up because of this? He has cheated on me in the past and he has been physically, mentally abusive. I'm confused on what to do.
Bad girl. Physically and mentally.
Leave that man in jail and let his witness support him through that bitch.
He's a witness. Yeah, she can still know that she stuck to her word, but his situation voided out her.
Also, they weren't together
when this started to happen. The downside is she has a child with him and she's still going to have to have relations and be civil with him, but dating him, don't wait.
Thank God you weren't on those recordings, girl, and you don't have to be a witness.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I have to say. That's God giving you a sign. Get out, okay?
Get out.
Yeah. He spares you. Yes. Get out of the situation. And you should never feel guilty about something like that because guess what? You locked up. I found out you were cheating. Thank you, God, for giving me out.
Sometimes you just have to go with what God is giving you, the signs that you're getting from the universe or whatever people want to call it.
And it may
like people just, like me.
Yeah, you know, go. You have to take the signs. Like God can only send you so much before you know for you to notice. You're gonna keep skipping off on the right way to go, the right path.
Mm-hmm. And he had to know she was gonna find out some way somehow.
Yeah, that's a sign.
Those are public things.
He should have gave her a little heads up.
He should have been honest. Yeah. Now, if he was honest in the beginning and was like, "Listen,
this is what's
I fucked up. It's this, that, and the third," but he's not doing none of that. He's lying. Convincing her something, he probably still fucking with somebody else. Like, it's just, you gotta chill. Cause if he's hiding that, who knows what the fuck else he's hiding.
Also, I'm embarrassed that this bitch you used to fuck is now a witness.
Exactly.
I'm embarrassed for you. Your dick was trash.
My friend went into 3 years like in jail and in her discovery was another girl at the ATM. Her and her man at the ATM pictures in her discovery of her man cheating on her.
And she didn't know nothing
about
the girl.
And meanwhile, she's sitting in jail.
3 years. Some guys are more upset when they get locked up that you have their phone. Than anything else. Man, she got my phone.
But they could approve who has their phones or not.
Yes.
So, like, you come pick. Yeah, I know mad people in jail.
Yeah, but it's like either you give your phone to your girl or you don't.
Yeah, and defense.
You gotta make a choice. They'd probably rather give it to defense. The feds.
Yeah. Wow. Just go on and take it.
I just take the bid.
We're gonna give your phone to your girl. No.
Get to the feds.
No, I'd rather go to jail.
Niggas with dad rather go to jail.
Right. So, Lisa Ann, what would you say is the difference between how you used to have sex when you were younger and what you do now?
Now I'm more able to communicate what I want. I think as women, we just gravitate towards that. And I also just don't waste my time. You know I got to be connected to somebody to enjoy personal sex with them. So it's like, it's really hard for me to do the fuck boy thing at this point in my life. You know what I mean? I've crossed over that. It was great while it lasted, but now it's like, if you're just a fucking idiot and I'm just fucking you anyway, then what does that say about me?
Right.
That's changing.
That you're fucking a fuckboy lover.
But it took me until about 45 to get there. So, I mean, this is a new thing. It's only 2 years old where I'm like, still sticking. Like, the fuckboys text, and I'm like, not driven to make a move, not responding. They think I don't have that number anymore. Just leave it that way.
Can you remember your first orgasm ever? And what you thought, like, what's going on here?
I remember
the
mine.
First, like, really, really, really good sex I had was on set.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because I just felt like I was in such a safe place. It was a girl that I knew from her coming to Pennsylvania and dancing. Her name was Lena, and she helped me get in the business. And it was a guy that I ended up kind of dating a bit because I thought I was in love with him, but really it was just the best sex.
Yeah, the sex, right.
And it was just this comfortable environment of a three-way scene, and I just felt like it was my second movie. I'm in L.A. This is what I'm doing right now. It's such a sexual environment. It's so empowering to just be that free. It's like you're in another zone for the whole day you're shooting. It's just a freedom for me. Mm-hmm. So that was really probably my best, like, orgasms where I understood what was happening. Someone was talking to me and explaining it to me. And, you know, it was like having it
coached
through.
That's our first memorable one.
Yeah. Yeah. Eastern Pennsylvania, where I grew up. Nah, not so great. My first boyfriend was named Guy. That says anything. There was sex, but it was Guy.
Italian.
Just lame.
What about you, Stephanie? You said you remember your first orgasm.
I remember my first orgasm because it was the first. All right. I'm from Chelsea. I'm from Manhattan. And we back in the day, we had Channel 35 at nighttime. And we was the box during
exactly
the day.
I remember that.
Remember
about,
it was the box?
I think it was Channel 31.
I think Brooklyn had it too.
Yeah, we had it. Yeah, you could order videos. You had to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the box.
Yeah,
it was
Channel 31.
Yeah. And then at night, it'll be like 957 number commercials all
pick
night.
Up the like phone. Little.
Yeah, it'll be like people. Yeah, porn. Yeah. It'll be like quick.
And then it'll cut
clips
off and be.
Yeah.
And then you gotta change the channel and switch it back.
Right. So one night I was up watching that by myself. I was like 10 years old and I decided to masturbate. I didn't know what I was doing. I just decided to masturbate and I came and I was like, oh my God, that's what sex is for.
Right. I'm not leaving the house.
I couldn't believe it. That was my first orgasm. I remember I was young.
Did you know what it was? Like,
I came. No, that's, and I knew what it was then.
Damn, I wouldn't know. What about you, Gigi? You don't remember yours? She's like, no, I don't remember.
You don't remember? I don't remember the game?
No. No, I knew I was really young and I masturbated, but I don't remember like the time.
I don't remember
how old I was. I don't remember. Exactly.
You know what? I remember the first time I came from oral, from getting eaten out. I don't remember the first time I had an orgasm, but I remember the first time I came from that. Because before that, I didn't think I loved it at all. I was like, you know.
Because very few guys are good at it.
Right. But this one guy did it and I was like, this is amazing.
Like, yes.
I remember the first time I realized I had an internal orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably wasn't the first one I had, but it was the first time I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, it's because it was the difference of, like, you know, the outside and the internal. So it was that one that I was just like, oh, okay. I remember that one. But, no.
All right.
Which way do you like better, to internally come? I mean, to
come from
vaginal?
Both. I mean, it depends who you're with, if they can make you come internally, you know, it depends who you're with. I mean, very few guys can make you come with oral because, again, they're not that great at it. So kind of both. But, you know, I find that connection for me is what can make me come the hardest. So it's like the guy that I like the most in my life, like we can just have sex and I just start coming. So it's just like I'm so into him that's just
so emotionally connected.
And it's not even sometimes it don't even be that like the dick is so good and the sex is so good. It's just your connection.
Yeah.
Because then when you don't like them as much anymore, that dick is so trash.
It's not even the same. The dick is even not that good.
Like, what was I thinking? It's like ugly dick.
I agree.
The dick, this shit was crazy.
Like, why is he sweating on me?
I hate that vein.
Ew. Oh. All right. No, don't kiss me.
His balls are uneven.
Save that position. You know, you got to do that one first so that you don't have the sweat. Do it in an angle so that, like, when I'm on set, I plan the whole scene around making sure that I'm not going to be sweat on.
Right.
Do that position while
have you ever been with a guy that was so sweaty his sweat was like dripping
in your
eyes?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
It's bad.
I would never fuck him again.
It's my workplace, man. Yeah.
You
know? It's another day at the office. Yes.
Well, Lisa Ann, we thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. This was eye opening.
So good.
Yes. And people
very
love you. We love
can
you
I get
too?
Different homework though?
Can you get different homework?
Yeah, can I get different homework?
Okay, what's something else that you haven't done?
Because you haven't done that, and that's like pretty basic.
Well, does it have to be sexual? Can't it just be other homework?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, oh,
it's
that's
be sexual.
Right, then we'll have to, maybe the listeners can come up with something.
Okay, yes. Maybe they will.
And you can tweet
but
it.
But I bet you they want you to eat ass, though.
Yeah. And Angela has to get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
That's so hard of homework.
So I think I'm going to go try. I'm going to go buy me some.
Unclench that jaw.
I'm going to buy me some silicone lube.
Not eating ass.
And I'm going to, like, not clench my jaw. And I'm going to try.
Man, butt cheeks all in your face. Man,
just spread them.
Ew.
I don't know. That's crazy.
That's for love. You gotta really fuck with somebody. You can't just go around eating everybody's ass.
We didn't say that. She has her main guy that she likes a lot that she comes all the time from. She could eat his ass.
Yeah, you could eat his ass.
He wouldn't be into it.
No. Finger?
I mean, it's been 10 years and we haven't gotten there yet.
Man, you
can't
go. You can't skip tongue. She keeps acting like she don't want to do it.
You got to do finger first.
You got
tongue first.
Then finger. Then I'm trying to just get something.
You got the tongue first. You can't just jump in.
We're all straight to finger. Get that butt plug.
Get those butt plugs.
Good bag. Okay.
All right, but we appreciate you. And let's all not forget, we do have our lip service live show coming up on June 19th at Sony Hall. It's in all of our links in our bio, so make sure you come check lip service live. We have some special guest coming through. Trina is going to be there with us.
Yes.
Trina,
the baddest bitch.
Also, Deval and Kadeen Ellis will be there. You guys loved them when they were on lip service.
I missed them.
Well, and you'll see them there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be wonderful.
And hopefully one day we'll all be at Delilah's together, Lisa Ann.
Yes. And
you
this
let
weekend,
us know where you're
do you ever
in
go to PA. Gossip in Long Island? Because that's where I'm dancing this weekend.
You no, might have to
here?
Go check it out.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, it's a pretty club.
I'm going to be in San Antonio.
Melville, Long Island.
That's a fun trip.
Yeah.
What day?
Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, we can go.
I'm going to Bobby Brown concert.
Yeah. Nobody can go with me.
Don't be cruel.
You go on one of those
don't
nights.
Don't be cruel.
And on Saturday, I'm doing the Puerto Rican Parade Festival and then the
that
Puerto Rican Parade
one.
On Sunday.
Y'all missed it. She said, don't be cruel.
All right, Lisa Ann, thank you so much again. I hope your team wins, whichever team that is.
All of this, it's the whole thing.
Golden State Warriors.
Who you got?
She's
got
her man or the Warriors. Right. She likes the Warriors. She had a little Warriors boo.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, it'd be the first time for, I'm neutral because it would be the greatest thing for Canada. It'd be the first time ever in
Toronto.
History.
Right.
They
right.
got a whole, you know, whole country.
I want Toronto to win, man.
Kyle Lowry's been playing for that team for 7 years. He's got a real great life there. I'd love to see them.
And Kawhi is like my new favorite basketball player.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because he has so little personality, so it's so explosive. Like that funny laugh, how he has no facial expression. It's like so
Jake
amazing.
Jake makes me not want them to win.
That's my problem as well.
Oh my God.
Wow. And I love Drake, but he makes me. Yeah.
He grinds
me. He makes me not want
gears.
Them to win.
Yeah.
Lip service.